meat, Amy Klobuchar ate with her comb, then made staff clean it. By Joel B. Polak on February 22, 2019. The New York Times provided a new expose Friday about allegations that Democratic presidential contender Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, is cruel from her staff, and it includes a somewhat grotesque episode involving a comb. The Times' Matt Flagenheimer and Sydney Ember write. Senator Amy Klobuchar was hungry, forkless and losing patience. An aide, joining her on a trip to South Carolina in 2008, had procured a salad for his boss while hauling their bags through an airport terminal. But once on board, he delivered the grim news: he had fumbled the plastic eating utensils before reaching the gate, and the crew did not have any forks on such a short flight. What happened next was typical. Ms. Klobuchar berated her aide instantly for the slip-up. What happened after that was not. She pulled a comb from her bag and began eating the salad with it, according to four people familiar with the episode. Then she handed the comb to her staff member with a directive: clean it. The authors note that Klobuchar has herself told a version of the story, albeit an abridged version. The Times story is only the latest in a series of media reports documenting Klobuchar's controversial treatment of her Senate aides, leading to a rapid rate of turnover among staff, as Breitbart News has reported. Klobuchar addressed questions about her management style at a CNN town hall earlier this month. Am I a tough boss sometimes? Yes. Have I pushed people too hard? Yes. But I have kept expectations for myself that are very high. I've asked my staff to meet those same expectations. And that, the big point for me is I want the country to meet high expectations, because we don't have that going now, she said. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.